These words are taken from the second reading that we heard proclaimed. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and arrogant, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. A changed man. There is a couple that I know when I was in La Crosse for the first time over 30 years ago, and when I went back before I came here, I saw them again. She's a very avid reader, and she would give me the books that she would buy and read. Very honest with you, most of them I would never purchase myself. She liked to read about movie stars and about their backgrounds. Most of them I'd take them, thank her for them, and then put them in recycling. But there was a book now and then that I did enjoy, and one I just finished not too long ago, because I enjoyed him as an actor, Steve McQueen, who died in 1980 from cancer. This book was written by his first wife. And if you can imagine all the sins that a Hollywood movie star could commit, he committed them all. But when he found out he had cancer, he changed. He got very religious. And I suppose it was because of cancer. They said towards the end, he always carried the Bible with him and would read from it. He was a changed man. Now, I'm sure there were people who would wonder, you know, why did he change? I mean, this is kind of like almost being hypocritical. I'm skeptical myself. But maybe it was God's way of calling him to conversion. And who am I to judge if he had done so? And we also have someone in sacred scripture today who could perhaps be in the same situation, St. Paul and his conversion. Our first reading today and the next six Sundays are going to be taken either from the first or second letters of St. Timothy. These two letters, plus the letter to Titus, are what's called the pastoral letters. There is no doubt that St. Paul wrote these letters. And he wrote them to Timothy and Titus, who were traveling companions of his, to carry the gospel to other ends of the earth. We heard in our first reading for today, how in the beginning of this first letter to Timothy, that St. Paul becomes very, very transparent. He becomes very humbled. He starts out by saying that I was a blasphemer. I was arrogant. I was a persecutor. He recognizes the sins of humanity in which he participated, and he was quite arrogant about it. But he said, God called me, and he perhaps wondered why, but he did. And he changed because of that. Now, if you and I were there when that conversion of St. Paul took place, and we were all Christian, we would probably say, is he being hypocritical? But how did we know that God was calling him? He goes on to say what God had used him for, and he was very happy to do it, because he wanted to do what God had called him to do. He became a changed man. And you know that each and every one of us too, when we were baptized, we became changed as well. I anticipate that almost all of us here were baptized as infants. We didn't recognize the change, but there was a change in us that we are to turn away from our sinfulness, not get caught up in the sins of humanity. We shared in the sins of Adam and Eve, and God called each and every one of us by name to be in his example and to follow him. It may not seem profound then, but it was. We were called not to share in the sins of humanity, to become arrogant, a blasphemer, someone who liked to change and persecute others. But God called us to change, to be different individuals. And I hope today in hearing how St. Paul gets very personal to say how he changed and how he became humble before God, we too become humble before him once again in the celebration of the Eucharist. Let us be thankful that God is merciful and that he is kind. And through the sacrament of penance, that we can be once again made whole and follow Christ's example. You and I have been changed. Let us pray we never go back to the sins of humanity or the sins that perhaps we commit over and over again. But may it be a profound change in each and every one of us to follow, to love, and to serve Christ. And in that way, we all are changed people before Him.
Announcements. Come and enjoy the many good things at the St. John's Bazaar this weekend. Thank you to all those who have given their time, talent, and treasure to make it successful. Script is available to be purchased right after Mass.